the Inner Sean manager on the line. Dermot, we've been here before. You know what this competition is all about. Another big game for all involved, and you would dearly love to get to another final.
Yes, indeed, Chris. I think we've shown tremendous consistency. This is our fifth semi-final in a row. We've got to two finals, so we'd dearly love to make it a third final tomorrow.
Yeah, and as you know, I mean, this competition, for those who maybe aren't too au fait with it, I mean, it really is the creme de la creme of junior soccer. And in many parts of the country where there may not be intermediate soccer or indeed senior soccer, you know, the standard can be pretty high.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you look at the four semi-finalists that are left, you know, we won it 2 years ago, Clare won it last year. Limerick, we beat in the final, and Wexford, we beat in the semi-final the year we won it. So that's the calibre of leagues that are in us, and all hotbeds of soccer, and in some cases getting stronger all the time.
Now, what do you know about this current Limerick side?
Well, no more than any leagues that you meet in this, you wouldn't know a wild lot about any side, Chris, to be honest. You tend to concentrate on your own side and trying to get them to play whatever way you want to play them and to turn in a good performance. But, you know, Limerick, their club sides always do well in the FAI Junior Cup, but always get to the latter stages of it. You know, famous clubs, Pike Rovers and Janesborough and clubs like that. So, you know, they'll be coming up, I suppose, number one, to try and avenge their defeat to us in the final 2 years ago. But also with the carrot for the winners of home advantage in the final, you know, they'll be keen to take advantage of that incentive as well.
Yeah, it really is a big carrot. Just looking at the way the competition has gone so far this year, you know, fair to say sometimes that the sides that get through to the last four, the momentum can build as the competition progresses. In the group stages with the likes of the Sligo Leitrim League and Donegal and, of course, Cavan and Monaghan, perhaps it took you a little bit of time to get going.
Yeah, I think I said already, Chris, we've played in patches and nearly all matches, but we haven't really put in, you know, a solid 90 minutes in any of the games that we've played. We were very good in the first half away to Sligo and we're 3-1 up and that's the way it finished. You know, we were fortunate enough to get the victory over Donegal. It was very little in the game and we struck for a late winner. And then we were very, very poor in the first half against Cavan Monaghan at home and we trailed by 2-1. But a superb second half saw us knocking 6 goals, so we're on out 7-3 winners. And then in the quarter-final, I think we were on top for long periods, but really didn't put the game to bed. And, you know, we won 2-1 in the end-up, but at the same time, when there's only a goal in between the teams, it's in the melting pot right up to the final whistle.
Well, home advantage, you mentioned, it can be so important. Will it be a case of extra time and penalties if required tomorrow?
Yeah, we're in the knockout stages now, Chris. It goes all the way, so it's extra time and penalties if required.
And in terms of playing personnel, you've been boosted by the return of a couple of players. I think I'm right in saying Michael Barr and Nigel McMonagall back into the panel.
Yeah, Michael Barr and Nigel were both unavailable for the game against Scotland. Both of them were tied up with work commitments. Dylan Ruddy is also back from injury. Picked up an injury early in the season, but he's back at full fitness. But I suppose against that, we've lost Shane Kenny. Picked up an injury playing a league game 2 weeks ago and he's definitely out of tomorrow's game and won't play any part in it. So Shane's experience and his drive, you know, and the way that we play the game will be a big loss. But, you know, hopefully the players that come in can step up to the plate. Yeah.
And I suppose, I mean, one thing you'll instill into the players is you don't want to come off the pitch at the end of the game looking back on what might have been. This is a chance to get to another final. They have to give absolutely everything.
Absolutely. We trained last night in McGinn Park and we told the players the exact same thing. There's no excuses now. You know, the element of surprise from our point of view is well and truly gone. You know, other leagues are looking at us now and saying, God, they've been in 5 semi-finals. You know, we'll have to up our performance to try and beat them. Well, it's the exact same for us. You know, there's no surprises now. People know that it's... We have to go out and try and put in a performance that's good enough to get us to another final.
And finally, Dermot, the 12 o'clock start at McGinn Park, hopefully there'll be a decent attendance and, you know, the crowd can play its part as well.
Yeah, it's believe it or not, Chris, we have another All-Ireland semi-final up in Alia at the same time because our under-18s are playing Limerick as well. So both Limerick teams are travelling together and requested some of our kick-off times to facilitate their travel arrangements. So hopefully the junior soccer fraternity and the underage fraternity will come out in force and give good support to the two sides that are in the semi-finals.
Yeah. Well, there we'll leave it. Many thanks for joining us, and we wish you every success tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you, Dermot O'Brien there, the manager.